from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Back live at Buffalo Bills training camp, Danger and Battaglia had a chance earlier to talk to Bills defensive end Greg Rousseau. First day of pads practice here at St. John Fisher University. Groot stopping by the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Excited.
And it feels like as camp goes on, the intensity kind of ratchets up a little bit. We saw a skirmish yesterday.
Yeah.
We saw a skirmish again today.
Absolutely.
Quick. What does Sean McDermott say about those?
I mean, those are good. You know, when you're trying to build a team and you're competing at a high level, stuff like that can happen because we both want to win. Offense and defense, we go at it like back and forth all day long. So, I mean, we're each of us are trying to best the other side. So, I mean, I feel like they're normal, and I feel like they're honestly good. They bring you closer together.
Yeah. In the heat of the moment, though, do you have to catch yourself like, oh, wait a second, you know.
Yeah, like I know that guy.
Yeah. Is that a little different?
Yeah, you can't let it get too crazy. You know, you don't want to like take your helmet off, hit nobody with it or anything. But like, I mean, the physicality out there, it's gonna happen sometimes.
So, how, if at all, is this defense gonna look a little bit different now with Bobby Babich? And what have you noticed about him and what he brings to the table so far?
The juice that he brings day in and day out. He's pushing us. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no us thinking about how last year we went or whatever, or relying on that. Like, nah, we know it's a new season and we got to bring our A game, game in and game out, and practice in and practice out. So, I mean, we're ready for us to play at and demands us to play at. It's through the roof.
Was that needed, Greg? Because, I mean, you had soft-spoken Leslie Frazier. It was intense, but, you know, not the big Sean McDermott last year, and then Babich comes in. It feels like a completely different breath of fresh air.
Yeah, for sure. I'd also say that Coach McDermott was also a very, like, he was demanding a lot from us. You know what I'm saying? And Coach Babich is on the same, it's on the same vibe. He's on the same intensity vibe, and it's got to be physical. It's got to be intense. Like, it's just, there's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no lull or none of that.
Greg Rousseau is our guest. It's not just Coach Babich, but Coach Washington goes to Chicago. You've got a new defensive line coach. What's it like? Tell us a little bit about Marcus West. What's it like working for him?
He also brings the juice, and he was here with us last year too. So, I mean, it's not too different because they have some of the same philosophies. And I feel like with D-line, it's simple. You know, get off the ball. Got to have good hands and good eyes and good feet. You know what I'm saying? It's everything in our defense is penetration. So that's what we rely on.
Greg, we've heard a lot so far at camp about Von Miller and some of the comments he made at the beginning of camp saying basically that last year he probably pushed himself a little bit. How does he look to you? Did you notice a difference from last year's Von Miller to what we've seen so far at camp this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely noticed a difference. And he's worked really hard to recover from his injury, and I'm glad to see him back out here doing his thing and looking like the old Von.
Go back to what you're talking about, technique there, because you're bringing up the hands and the footwork. How much of it, what you're doing right now, is actually the technique? And how do you improve on that through the course of the year?
I feel like you just got to be real intentional. You know what I'm saying? Like, get for the first, like, 5 games of the season, a lot of teams win games based off just fundamentals, whether it's blocking, catching, tackling, just simple things like that. I mean, doing simple better gets you so much further. Than any sport, whether it's basketball, football, just having the right fundamentals goes a long way.
Daquan was on with us on Friday, and we asked him about the pads coming on, which happened today for the first time. Greg Rousseau, our guest here in the sports bar. And he said, you know what? Pads on, pads off, it doesn't really make that big of a difference for us because we're using our hands so much. Talk a little bit about that. That he's basically like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we're all using our hands, and whether we have the pads or not, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, the pads being on, it's not a big deal for me. As you can see, it's not a big deal for DQ either. Because we go out there, if you're using the right technique, you're using your hands. You're not really hitting people with your shoulder unless you're just thudding up a ball carrier. So, I mean, it's really all about hands, using that extension, using your length, like things like that. That's where more the technique comes into play, not just running out there headbutting people or hitting people with your shoulder.
Greg, the Bills did pick up your fifth-year option, so coming down the pike here, I mean, that's going to be a storyline. Is that an extra motivator for you? Where is it in your mind right now?
I really don't think about it much. I mean, I'm glad it was picked up for sure. And I know I just got to keep on working, keep on getting better. I feel like I got work to do. I got to keep on proving myself day in and day out. You know, it's not based on what you did. It's based off of what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? In the future or in the present. So I know I just got to keep on working and keep on getting better.
What do you view your ceiling as?
I don't even think I have a ceiling. I feel like I can just keep on getting better and the sky's the limit. You know, like I don't put any limitations at all on myself. I feel like I could be all pro. So I'm going to keep on putting the work in, keep doing what I got to do, and keep on shooting for the stars.
Greg, I think you're one of the best run defenders in the league. How much pride do you take in that side of the game?
Definitely a lot. You know, being able to stop the run is what earns you the chance to rush the passer on second and long, third and long. So I definitely take a lot of pride in it. I'm going to keep doing that. It also improving on my pass rush.
One thing I just noticed about Greg, and this is the second time we've had you in the sports bar, a lot of your teammates are tatted up. No ink. None that are visible. No tattoos.
None. Yeah.
If you were to get a tattoo, what would you get?
If I got a tattoo, probably like a Bible verse. You know, I'm real big on my relationship with God and stuff like that and just my faith. So probably Bible verse, but nah, I feel like I'm organic, you know what I'm saying? I don't really need
that. Well, you and Matt Collins, you going to walk around barefoot as well?
Maybe. We'll see. He doesn't have tattoos either, right?
You know what? I didn't notice any. I don't think so.
Can't make that assumption, right?
I haven't seen any.
No, but the barefoot thing, is that talked about? I mean, we're trying to figure out, should we incorporate that into our lives there? So
I mean, it's good for your feet sometimes to breathe, you know what I'm saying? Like, even kids go in shoes so soon that it never really lets their feet spread. That's why you see, like, people's toes will be all jammed up because your feet never really get a chance to spread out and breathe. So it's good to walk around barefoot sometimes. I do it really often, pretty much. Like, not, like, if I'm going to, like, the store, no. But if I'm, like, around the house or just in the grass or in the walkthrough, I'll do it. I'll walk around barefoot.
Now, Greg, we know that we hear from Sean McDermott, we hear from Josh Allen. They always say the same thing. We love coming away to camp. Are you there? I mean, this is your fourth year with the team.
Yeah.
Have you gotten tired of it yet?
Nah. I'm not getting tired of it. I actually honestly love coming to camp just like they do because I feel like it's a good chance to just focus on ball, focus on what's most important to me, which is football. You know what I'm saying? Football is a huge part of my life. You know what I'm saying? And just trying to help this team win. I know if I'm getting better as a player, I know if I can do my part and go out there and play good on Sundays, I know I'm going to help this team get closer to its goals. You know what I'm saying? So just being able to come here, build that camaraderie with the guys and just gel and build that bond, I feel like it really comes through for you at times during the season where you look to the dude next to you and you say, like, we've been to St. John Fisher. We were going through all those dog days at camp and all that stuff together. It brings you closer at the end of the day. So there's definitely a method behind it.
What is it like just being a Buffalo Bill? If you play in a bigger city, you have other professional athletes, other options.
Yeah.
The Bills mean so much to this area. What's it been like here 4 years for you in Western New York?
It's been special for sure. You know what I'm saying? Just to, like, football-wise, fan-wise, it's been the best time of my life just to see how much we mean to the fans out here and how they'll drive all the way out here to Rochester to come watch us practice, and their practices are always sold out. And then we have fans probably in Rochester as well. I mean, it's a special spot. So, I mean, it's always great to come out here and see the fans, and it's just a special place in general.
Well, they're waiting for you. We don't want to keep you up anymore. We appreciate you making some time for us here after practice.
For sure.
You hit the ice tub already, though, right?
Yep, had to.
How'd that feel?
Great.
Amazing, right?
How does it feel great, though? I mean, explain that to me. Like, I would think it'd be painful.
It's kind of painful, but the fact that your body is, like, hot and you're like about to overheat from the sun, it feels good. But if you're just like at room temp, like if I'm like, if I try to get in right now, or if I'm like in the middle of my day and I try to get in, it's gonna suck. But if you go for like a crazy jog and it's like super hot, it's 95 degrees out, and you hop in the ice tub, it's not as bad.
Sucks for maybe like the first 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
It's just, yeah, just getting in.
Take a couple of breaths.
Take a deep breath, let the blood start flowing, you're good.
Yeah. Greg, appreciate you stopping by again, man. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's Greg Rousseau, Buffalo Bills defensive end, who joined us earlier here on the campus of St. John Fisher University, day 5 of Buffalo Bills training camp.
Day 5 feels like the hottest one out here, and I guess like that would be, you're so hot with all the pads and everything. You just cool.
I'm a cold tub guy. I would do it. Absolutely. I'd do the polar plunge. I'd do the cold tub thing. I've done the polar plunge. It's you know, we've had, Trapasso. Trapasso's a cold plunge guy.
Right. So explain it for the rest of us, because that would just feel like needles all over you.
Yeah, I feel like there's health benefits to it that I'm not going to get into because I'm not a doctor, but I've read, you know, about some of the health benefits of doing the cold plunge. But I just think mentally, if you go into it saying, all right, this is going to be the worst thing that I do today, everything else kind of falls off your chest. You don't have to worry about anything else, because this is going to be tough for the first few seconds. Take a couple of deep breaths, and then you kind of like hang out in that tub for as long as you want to hang out in that tub, knowing, all right, now I can handle anything that you throw my way. I just sat in a cold tub, ice cold water.
Well, mental part aside, I would have to think this is great for their recovery after, you know, when it comes to making sure that they're, you want to limit all the soft tissue sort of stuff, which every camp has to deal with, including Buffalo now.
Yeah, really appreciate Greg Rousseau stopping by and giving us some of his time this afternoon. We'll be joined here in a couple few by Maddie Glab, One Bills Live, and also Maddie Glab on the TV side. Now we got to give her flowers for that.
Yeah, she's going to be doing the sideline reporting coming up. As I cannot get my mind around that. August 10th is going to be the first preseason game. Heck, the opponent, the Bills, play on August 10th. That'll be their second preseason game, because Danger coming up Thursday night.
We've got football.
Bears and Texans, the Hall of Fame game. You know how that always kind of works? Like, yeah, we're all excited. And then you get into it, it's like, oh, Who's on the field? You just go into it knowing that it's week one here of the preseason.
Right. It's football, if you want to call it that, but it is still exhibition football, and there's no promises that you're going to see any real stars or starters for either team on the field come Thursday night, but it does start the season. It is the sign of more to come, which we're excited for
that. Where is that this year? I'm thinking it's not on NBC. Let's see.
Oh, I think it is. I think it is on ABC this year.
It's on ABC because of the Olympics. So, yeah, it's ABC. They get it this year. So, just hearing the Monday Night Football music, that should get you going.
No question. So, if you're just joining us here, quick recap of today's practice. Sean McDermott spoke to the media earlier before practice, let us know that both safety Mike Edwards and Chase Claypool would be out of today's practice. Safety Mike Edwards, week to week, he's dealing with a hamstring injury. He's got some sort of stimulating pack, the electric stim pack on his hamstring. He's walking around with that on the sidelines, week to week with that hamstring injury. Chase Claypool injured his ankle on Sunday, did not see the field after that injury yesterday, didn't practice today. Sean McDermott has dubbed him as day-to-day. So plenty of opportunity for others to kind of step into these roles, mainly Cole Bishop at the safety position, and no shortage of wide receivers looking to kind of work their way into this roster. We heard Sean McDermott earlier heap a mountain of praise on Tyrell Shavers, which is a name that has been on this roster, but not a name that we're spending a ton of time talking about. Maybe we're going to start paying attention, a little bit more attention, to the work that Tyrell Shavers is putting in here at St. John Fisher.
He will be the preseason darling, because you'll see him out there in the second half. He'll make plays in the second half, but is that going to be enough to get him on the final 53?
Now, offensive lineman Mike Edwards is also in concussion protocol. He didn't practice today either, and there was an injury of note during the session this morning, and that was Ty Johnson, who was injured on one of the very first plays of 11-on-11 drills after being tackled by Terrell Bernard. He was favoring his right leg after staying on the ground for quite some time. He walked off the field and with trainers to the locker room here at St. John Fisher. So we'll keep an eye on Ty Johnson and let you know as soon as we know, which will probably be as soon as tomorrow morning, what his status is, hoping that it's nothing too severe.
So the important stuff here, Danger, because I feel like we're part reporters here for the Bills offering our opinions and what happened. I also feel like, hey, we're ambassadors for our hometown, right? We love Rochester. We want to show everything off, and we're certainly proud of the cuisine here. So I put this out here on the poll, and I don't do polls very often here, but I'm not sure which way this is going to go. Which one Bills Live personality is the most likely to accept an invite from Danger and I to have the true Rochester Plate experience?
Ah.
Brownie Tasker, Maddie, or producer Jay Harris?
Ah. I voted in this poll. You know who got my vote.
It's got to be Tasker.
It was Tasker.
Yeah, Tasker.
It was Tasker all day. However, I think I'm not going to sleep on Maddie. I think Maddie might surprise us when we have her on with us next. She might be down.
Jay is like a... He has trimmed so much since, like, you go a full year without seeing somebody.
Yeah,
like the guy like is ripped now. So no, it wouldn't be Jay Harris.
I think Jay, when we asked him about this earlier, had the best response that you could have about the garbage plate. He's like, yeah, I had a garbage plate once. I don't remember having the garbage plate. Like, that means you had a really good plate. You had a good night and you had a really good plate because you don't remember having the garbage plate. Haven't we all been there? Also, of note today from practice, just a few veterans getting the day off. That would be Von Miller, Taron Johnson, and Matt Milano. James Cook, who missed yesterday's practice, was back on the field today. There's your quick...
Back to the place. Brownie, in fact, I ate 2 in 1 sitting on a dare.
He did?
Well, he went to Geneseo.
Ah.
So, yeah, that was the X factor. And
you know, could you do 2 in 1 sitting?
No.
I think I could do 2 in 1 sitting.
Could you?
I think I could. I'm... With the right conditions, I think I could get 2 down. I'm not expecting... I'm not going to accept any challenges. I'm not going to do this, but I think I could do it. I'm fairly certain I could do 2. I know how I consume. If the right conditions were there, I think I could do 2. I had a friend years ago. That was his calling card. Like, we're getting plates after we'd go out a night boozing, and he would always get 2. I'm like, you're an animal.
Wow.
I have no idea.
But well, how does that work? Do you pretend like you're ordering for somebody who's in the restroom, and then they come out? Or, like, when they look at...
You order 2.
Pull 3.
We're all in a group, so yeah. He's just ordering mass amount of plates and eating 2 of the plates that we ordered. So,
like, we went out with Perino last year. He's like a toddler picking at it, like pushing the peas around the plate. I'm like, eat! It's good!
Gino, you said, is Tasker in lead of the poll?
Tasker is in lead of the poll. Yep, you called it right now. 42% Tasker. Second is Maddie at 27%.
Right. Yep.
And Jay at 17 and Brownie at 14. They probably look at Brownie being, you know, the ex-soccer player and, you know, very slim, but no, Brownie can throw him down.
Maddie will be stopping by the set here at the Pelicano Pavilion next in the sports bar. We'll get her take on whether or not she'd be down. I think she would be down.
I don't even know if she's aware, right? Like, she's been in Rochester a few years. She's had for the camp now.
Yeah, we'll get Maddie on next, And we'll get her observations on not just today's practice, but camp up to this point. And Maddie did a great job during the offseason of getting us ready for the NFL draft. How do the rookies look in the eyes of Maddie Glab? Maddie Glab from One Bills Live and now on the TV side of the Buffalo Bills broadcast.
Could have placed Sergio. Thank you, Coach Beth. It's good to talk to you. You can see Sean McDermott right here. He's having the time of his life.
We're hoping for more from Maddie Glab than what Sergio gave us that fateful Monday night.
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life this night, making his head coaching debut.
You know, he's not the only guy that's going to freeze. We have a story later when you hear this guy freezing up in front of a camera. You kind of wonder, like, well, is it lack of preparation? Is it just nerves? What is it?
I'm wondering, like, with Sergio, I mean, you're down on an NFL sideline. If the audio goes out and you're not really sure, I'm going to cut him up. By the way, like, he also is fluent in Spanish,
yes.
So that was,
I don't
like,
think English is his first
right,
language.
Right, that's also, you got to factor that in, but that was the first and the last report we heard from Sergio Dipp.
No justice for Sergio. We haven't heard from him since. We'll get to Maddie Glab next as we continue live from the campus of St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.